This podcast episode is powered by AfriPods, the world's number one podcasting platform for African stories.
My name is Lilis Njero Mutinda. It's on a Thursday afternoon and I am pacing the corridors at Pediatric Oncology Ward 1A at the Kenyatta National Hospital. This is one of the few specialized units in the country for children battling cancer and receives young patients from different parts of the country. Each bed here carries a story. Some of beginnings, some nearing the end. The mood is not one thing, but many. But as you walk around, it is hard not to notice the paintings of cartoon characters on the wall and painting by the children on the bedsides. A day like this, the children are preparing to go out to the playground, which is adjacent to the ward. A team of volunteers from Cancer for Hope Kids has arrived to cheer them on and offer a little escape from the hospital routine. It's a painting afternoon.
Let's see.
Thank you. Well done.
Well done, blessing.
Can you make a guess what they are making? Sunflowers using leaf impression art. So here is how they're doing it. First, they paint colors onto a leaf and press it on a plain paper. One child tells me that this is her favorite hobby. I ask another, he chuckles. He has drawn a love heart next to the sunflower.
Have you done? You are doing good things. Okay, see you.
That's the voice of Nurse Beatrice Amadi. She is a principal nursing officer at this facility and has been working in the pediatric oncology unit for the last 6 years. She believes that these weekly art therapy sessions form an integral part of the treatment.
The thing is that in this ward, you find that children are here whom parents don't appear. They don't come, maybe due to some reasons. And even some parents come after a very long time. So you find when a team like this comes and they are engaging them and they are loving them, they actually see parental love and care that possibly they were receiving at home, and they learn a lot, by the way. From this artwork, these children learn a lot.
For decades, Kenya has had two main public cancer centers, and here, besides the diagnosis, the children are united by their love for art.
Okay.
We learned that some of these kids have not seen their families in months. And it's a painful reality that is not uncommon for young patients battling such serious illnesses. You see, cancer care in Kenya doesn't come cheap. Even for parents covered under the Social Health Insurance Fund, which is the country's social health scheme, treatment often stretches far beyond what the scheme can cover, forcing families to dig deep into their pockets just to keep the fight going. And that's partly why, for more than 5 years, these volunteers and other groups who come on different days have been like a family, teaching them different forms of art. This initiative, which also involves a lot of play like this. Leaves the children in such a happy mood, and it allows them to swap IV drips and needles for color, imagination, and play, albeit for some few minutes. Kanyo Hawa, the lead instructor, tells us that every brush stroke is like telling a story, one of pain, of courage, of hope.
There was a boy I met here, I think in 2019. He was called Dean, an amazing artist. Dean got better, went home. And then I met him about a year later. I didn't even recognize him. He was so big and beautiful, you know. And he ran up to me. We were at some function. And he ran up to me and said, "Teacher Kanye, do you remember me?" And I was like, "Oh my God, it's Dean." So we started talking and he said, "You know, you helped me. I now make t-shirts. I make t-shirts. I paint t-shirts and I sell them."
There's also another boy everyone talks about, Omole. But these days, he's too unwell to join in any of these activities. Every year, Kenyatta National Hospital, which is Kenya's largest referral hospital, receives at least 400 new childhood cancer cases. According to Principal Nursing Officer Beatrice, some undergo intensive therapies for cancer that even some adults struggle with.
We like to come down to the playground because it's a chance for them to enjoy also this beautiful African sun that we have. But there are those who are also bedridden. Either they are on treatment or they have lines, so they're not able to come. So we then take stuff up to them, maybe some of the adult colouring books. They love to colour. One of the things that I've learned really from these children is actually joy. What joy looks like. Joy is not attached to your external factors.
At the close of each session, the paintings are marked with the children's names and will be put up for an auction sale later this month of September, in about a week actually. For these children and their families, art therapy is more than healing. It has also offered a financial lifeline. The team at Hope for Cancer Kids brings together art enthusiasts, philanthropists, and community members dedicated to supporting cancer treatment and awareness efforts. They gather for an evening of music, chatter, and most importantly, an auction. The art pieces are sold to the highest bidder.
So this piece is done by a really special little boy. He's called Omole. Emmanuel Omole is now 5. He's 5 years old.
There's this piece by Omole and a few other kids at the ward. Omole comes from Turkana County, a distance of more than 800 kilometers from Kenya's capital, Nairobi. He's one of those who have not been visited this year. We learned that it would take more than 3 days of traveling by road from his hometown, a journey too expensive for his mother to make, who's also attending to his other siblings. The piece breaks the record for the highest bid of the night, selling for 145,000. Titled Walking Together, it depicts friendship in the corridors of Ward 1E and was painted by 5 children.
Our most defining program as an organization has always been the health insurance program, where the organization pays for the monthly premiums of the children that are receiving treatment. Through these premiums, they are able to access treatments such as basic cancer treatments such as radiotherapy, chemotherapy, surgeries, hospital admissions, and improve their quality of life.
That's Tomu Cheng, the executive director for Cancer for Hope Kids. It's been nearly a month since I last heard from Tom. And one afternoon, I received this WhatsApp voice note.
Hi, Lilis. Hope you're well. I was just calling to let you know that you've lost your mother. Every day the team is saddened by the news. Omole was a very popular patient, and it was quite influential, especially during our art therapy classes. He has been in the hospital for the past 3 years. He was undergoing too many treatment procedures, and also because he was coming from far, the family could not afford to go back home during the 3-week break that they were being given at the wards. Everyone is saddened by the news, and I was just calling to let you know that.
It weighs heavily on me. Ocheng tells me that he makes such calls more often than he wants. Awareness of childhood cancer in Kenya is still limited, with most cases being detected when the disease is already advanced. But even with little time left for some of these kids, they try to give them smiles, one art piece at a time. And before we wrap up this episode, Dr. Victor Oria, the Chief Scientist at the Integrated Cancer Research Foundation of Kenya, ICRF, has a few insights.
One of the most important things that parents can do is they must inform themselves. Inform yourself about cancer or any other sort of chronic diseases that your kids might get. Without information, you are paralyzed. Without information, then anything you come across seems like the truth. So I think many parents just need to take time to inform themselves of what sort of chronic conditions can my child get, and are they treatable? What are the ways of management, and so on and so forth. And also another thing would be to just kind of like encourage annual medical checkups for your children. If you can afford it, go and do it. Just send them for medical checkup. Let them check things here and there, so that then when you are hit with a cancer diagnosis, for example, we probably find it early. Yeah, we find it early so that then you're not in a shock. Because with kids, especially within the context of cancer, it takes a while before you realize that they have it. Now, maybe sometimes it's too late to be helped. So that's what I would say.
Thank you for listening.
Inaendeshwa na AfriPods.